Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's January 3rd, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Well, if you are one of those people that raced to encrypt all your computer files after the Snowden revelations, well, you might have to be a little bit faster to beat the NSA. The agency is racing to build a computer that could break nearly every kind of encryption that's used to protect banking, medical, business, and government records around the world. A cryptologically useful quantum computer, a machine that's exponentially faster than classical computers, is part of a $79 million research program titled Penetrating Hard Targets. With such technology, all current forms of public key encryption will be broken, including those that are used on many secure websites, as well as the type that's used to protect state secrets. But as we reported earlier this year, that's one of the reasons that they're storing so much of that useless metadata at the Utah data facility. It's because even though they can't decrypt it now, they will be able to later. And that's the plan. It's going to help them figure out these algorithms so they'll be able to decrypt things easier. But it's funny how if a guy like Aaron Schwartz breaks into a computer system and downloads things like academic files, he is charged and could be in prison, you know, up to 33 years. Obviously, may he rest in peace. But of course, if the NSA does it, they're just protecting their interests.
The bottom line of all this, though, Greg, is that no one has found any violations. I mean, for these billions and billions of phone calls, of phone numbers that are collected, there's been no violations, no phone calls are being listened to, no emails are being read. The fact is, I think right now there's approximately 60 American citizens around the world whose phone calls are being monitored, and that's only an exhaustive court process. This is monitored by the courts, monitored by the Justice Department, monitored by the Congress. There's no abuses.
That was warmonger Congressman Peter King on Fox News. He was there to call out NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. He called him a terrorist appeaser. He was again floating the unproven notion that Snowden deliberately infiltrated the NSA to expose its secrets, rather than being an employee who discovered unconstitutional practices he believed to be detrimental to the American public. But what is Peter King talking about that they have to go through an exhaustive court process? But what is King talking about that the NSA has to go to an exhaustive court process and has congressional oversight? Is he talking about the secretive FISA court that most members of Congress have been denied access to even basic information regarding the NSA? There is no congressional oversight. There is no oversight on the domestic surveillance program and its unconstitutionality. And that's why this is breaking here now. Rand Paul is going to lead a class action lawsuit against President Obama over NSA spying. But I thought the NSA wasn't violating the Constitution. Well, Breitbart reports that Paul will file the class action lawsuit soon in the D.C. District Court, and that he will be filing it as an individual, not as a U.S. senator. Because obviously, you know, a U.S. senator filing such a class action lawsuit against the president of the United States would be extremely rare. Now, this is the first class action lawsuit against NSA spying, and it will focus on the NSA violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution targeting the metadata program. Now, this allows the American people to join together in a grassroots manner against President Obama's NSA for the first time in the legal system. And Americans can join the lawsuit by visiting Paul's website. Now, the case comes on the heels of conflicting court rulings, with one saying the NSA was within its bounds to spy and the other saying that the NSA's actions weren't constitutional. And of course, these conflicting decisions all but guarantee that there is going to be a Supreme Court level case on the matter. But this is a very refreshing turn of events because, according to some other leaked NSA documents, they just believe that Americans are totally zombies and that we won't mind giving up our privacy in exchange for security.
As we begin 2014, we need to understand that the NSA is celebrating 1984. Remember that iconic Apple commercial from 1984 where they introduced the Mac?
Is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on earth. We are one people, with one will, one resolve, one cause. Our enemies shall talk themselves to death, and we will ferry them with their own confusion. We shall prevail.
Recently, secret slides from the NSA surfaced bragging about how they could hack iPhones. And they say, who knew in 1984 that this would be Big Brother? And that the zombies would be paying customers? That's right, the people doing this to you see this as Orwellian. Yet they identify with Big Brother. They gloat about what they're doing to you, the zombies. You buy a piece of technology that has private personal uses, and they turn it into a tool of surveillance. Should we be surprised? We see a major contractor for the Orwellian state that names itself after Palantir from The Lord of the Rings. They identify with the evil all-seeing eye. And decades ago, the NSA had people like Michael Aquino, open Satan worshiper, satanic cult leader, who wrote Mind War. And when allegations of child molestation surfaced, the NSA paid off the families of the alleged victims and relocated him. What emerges is that the NSA rank and file brag about the Orwellian state they've created, while they have leadership that uses satanic cult leaders to push mind control, openly lies to the public, threatens to kill anyone who exposes their agenda. The NSA calls the American public zombies because the American public has not been able to believe that this kind of technology existed, or they naively trusted the government, thinking that the American government would never aspire to be Big Brother, to create a totalitarian surveillance state. They promise us security if we'll only give up our liberty. They promise us security if we'll give up our privacy.
It's a trade I would be willing to make.
Security and liberty.
Security and privacy.
Privacy.
But do you know what they call the harshest prisons in the country? Maximum security.
And just make sure that future Americans are comfortable with having their every move tracked by the Church of Satan-affiliated NSA, pro-New World Order Disney is going to be indoctrinating your kids. Well, they actually already are indoctrinating your kids, but now they're going to track them. They are introducing magic bands, which will track your family's every move throughout the park. It'll act as a room key, a credit card, and an entry ticket. And it'll even let costume characters get access to information that'll allow them to walk up to your children and say, "Happy birthday, Billy." Ooh, sounds so VIP and yet so very, very creepy. But we already told you about this 10 years ago. Party people in Germany were implanting microchips and doing finger scans in order to get VIP access to nightclubs. Man, I bet those guys felt so cool getting those VIP microchips. I wonder what they're up to now. Well, stick around because coming up, we're going to have even more on the Obamacare unraveling of 2014. And then we'll tell you how some autonomous drones are going to be equipped with even stronger chemical weapons.
Symbols are powerful, and the globalists have hijacked the symbols of America. They've turned them into their own symbols. Well, we are restoring the idea of the true republic, not the counterfeit globalist empire, by promoting the icon George Washington and others. That's why we're rolling out an 100% made in America line of incredible pro-liberty apparel. We are repopularizing liberty. We are helping fellow Americans rediscover what made this country great. We are the spirit of 1776. We are 1776 worldwide. We are all brothers and sisters in arms in the animating contest of liberty in the long march towards humanity's ultimate destiny of freedom. Visit madein1776.com today and vote with your dollars to promote truly made in America, high quality products, and promote the ideals of liberty. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. Well, it's 2014, so we're just now hearing the first reports of how patients are being affected by their new Obamacare coverage. And I'm sorry, Obama, but we don't have anything nice to report about your new plan. Patients report walking out of the hospitals because their coverage can't be verified. Mail Online spoke with patients who were told that they would have to pay their bills in full if they couldn't prove that they had insurance. One person was faced with a $3,000 hospital room charge and opted to leave the hospital after experiencing chest pains. And another person, coughing in the cold, walked out without receiving a needed chest x-ray. There's already sticker shock for medical costs under the new Obamacare system, which are only made worse if consumers can't prove that they're insured. Now, a doctor's office reportedly spent 2 hours on hold with a health insurer to authorize a patient's surgery. The office manager finally gave up, and the doctor just went through with the surgery anyway without a routine go-ahead from the insurance company. Dr. Venito said, "We may end up stuck holding the bag and not getting paid on these claims, but we feel it's the right thing to do." But what about other doctors and hospitals who don't have a heart, like Dr. Venito's? Because of the faulty Obamacare rollout, Obama allowed insurers to just make up whatever they felt that they deserved to be paid, and then he'd work it out later with the federal government with our taxpayer dollars. But Obama didn't offer a safety net for patients or doctors who might have issues with a claim while we're dealing with these website glitches. But one patient summed it up best when she said, "My biggest concern is how long is this going to last? How long can our country bear this expense? It's a benefit for us right now, but I don't see how it can possibly be sustainable. Am I going to use it? You bet I am. For one thing, it's a law, and I don't have a choice." And companies like Walgreens are also trying to soften the blow of the faulty Obamacare rollout. They're giving patients a 30-day free prescription. And companies like Walgreens are also trying to soften the blow of the faulty Obamacare rollout by providing a 30-day supply of some generic prescriptions with no upfront costs. This will be for the people who haven't yet received an insurance identification number. So many people are just having faith that the money will come and the exchanges will work, and we will keep you posted if there is any good news to come. Now, a Dallas attorney was shot dead by Dallas police, and his family believes that prescription pills were involved. Now, Ja'Cari Jackson has more.
Go ahead and get SWAT rolling. I can shoot her.
That was dispatch audio from Dallas police, where Michael Edward Schmidt, a Dallas attorney, was killed in a shootout with police. Details are still sketchy as to why, but the Dallas News reported that when officers arrived, Schmidt had barricaded himself in a hallway and opened fire on the officers. Reports also claim that Schmidt's 11-year-old daughter was present during the incident. And while a motive for Schmidt is still unknown at this hour, My Fox Dallas reports that Schmidt was taking prescription pills at the time of the shootout. The report also claims that his family believes the prescription pills had something to do with his violent confrontation. In the Natural News article, every mass shooting over the last 20 years has one thing in common, and it's not guns. Numerous examples are shown of both suicidal and homicidal activity where the perpetrator was on prescription pills at the time of the incident. The long list includes but definitely is not limited to the Columbine shooters. More recent reports show that Aaron Alexis was not an exception to the rule. And while we await more details on this latest shooting in Dallas, it can definitely not be denied that prescription drugs do have a correlation with violent behavior. Even the man's family believes that is the case. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com.
Thank you, Jakari. Well, with record-setting freezing temperatures happening around the globe, this whole global warming theory is really getting smashed by critics. And one of the big stories that happened in December was when that Russian research ship that became trapped in ice in Antarctica. But what 98% of media outlets have failed to report is that the ship stranded in the ice while on a climate change research expedition. The ship was on the hunt for proof of global warming. But in fact, rather than point out that the mission was to find evidence of climate change, the networks often referred to the stranded researchers as passengers, trackers, and even tourists without a word about climate change or global warming. Now, rescue attempts have failed when the rescue ship also became trapped in the ice. The expedition's leader admitted, "We're stuck in our own experiment." They reported on December 30th that a statement from the Australasian Antarctic Expedition said, "Sea ice is disappearing due to climate change, but here, ice is building up." Now, even with faulty science like that, American taxpayers have spent $7.5 billion in 3 years paying other countries to help them with the effects of climate change. According to a federal government report submitted to the UN, in a cover letter accompanying the report, John Kerry underlined the high priority the administration and himself personally accords to the issue. He says, "Climate change is one of the most urgent and profoundly complex challenges we face. That's why everywhere I travel as Secretary of State, I have made this issue a top priority." Kerry pointed to the most recent report by the UN panel on climate change and summed it up as follows. Bottom line, climate change is real. It's happening now, and human beings are the cause. The report's actual wording was, "It's extremely likely that human influence has been the dominant cause of the observed warming since the mid-20th century." A previous report before that one said that it was very likely humans were the cause. I don't know, maybe John Kerry needs to board that ship to Antarctica. Send him sailing. Well, stick around because we've got some very interesting news about time travelers on the web.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution, InfoWarsStore.com.
We'll be right back.
In their research paper, Searching the Internet for Evidence of Time Travelers, Wilson and Nemiroff trawled through search logs on NASA's website to find out if anyone had searched for Comet Ison before it had been discovered. They also searched Twitter for evidence that anyone had predicted future events, such as the election of Pope Francis. A third method employed by the researchers was to ask prospective time travelers to contact them and then prove that such a communication had been sent before the researchers made the original plea. Perhaps unsurprisingly, given the consensus that time travel is impossible, the researchers found no evidence that any information had been sent back in time from the future.
That's right. Researchers spent time trolling the internet to find evidence of time travelers. And clearly they don't spend time in the forums that I go to because there's plenty of people on there claiming to be from the future. But I wonder, would these time travelers have sent us a warning a la John Connor that all of our robot research would eventually lead to them turning around and killing us? Well, apparently some people haven't watched The Terminator because the U.S. Department of Defense revealed a new roadmap disclosing that military drones are set to get stronger chemical weapons and could soon make their own decisions during missions. Drones that can choose to deviate from a set mission and hunt in swarms could be patrolling skies within the next 25 years. Now, current drones require intensive manpower on the ground to fly, which is expensive, and the DOD plans on cutting costs by letting the machines make more decisions themselves. Drone GPS satellite signals can also be jammed easily, so DARPA is working on jam-proof inertial guidance systems. The weapons dropped by more traditional drones are also set to get more deadly under the plans, as researchers are working on energetic nanoparticles with a larger surface area so that the chemicals within the ammunition can reach faster and create a more powerful explosion. Oh, but I thought Obama drew a red line when it comes to chemical weapons. He doesn't care about killing children. Right now, you know, he might just be killing innocent children overseas, but it's just a matter of time before they desensitize us into being okay with having weaponized drones here in America. Lord knows they've already figured out how to cure us of our human empathy.
A few days ago, I reported on a random event that occurred as I drove to work. Acting as a fellow human being would, I felt the urge to assist her, but that urge isn't shared by all. For instance, a Michigan man was shot and killed in the store doorway, and for 5 minutes, customers walked in and out over his dead body. Finally, a customer called 911. According to the Center for Disease Control website, the numbers of deaths involving distracted drivers shot up by 387,000 from 2010 to 2011. People involved in car accidents involving injuries is on the rise as well. In Texas, the rates for failure to stop and render aid have increased annually.
Thank you, John Bowne. So humans are beginning to lack empathy, much like these killer robots. So when it comes to these autonomous killer robots, if nobody's there to pull the trigger, then who's to blame? The belief that humanoid robots are dangerous on the battlefield and need to be slowed before becoming autonomous is at the heart of a debate raging in the robotic engineering community. On one side, engineers are touting the commercial use of autonomous robots like drone delivery. They could be used in hospitals and nursing homes, as well as respond to nuclear disasters that would otherwise harm humans. But on the other side, there are people who believe that the use of unmanned robots must be stopped before war becomes an automated process. Steve Goose, Arms Division Director at Human Rights Watch, said, "Giving machines the power to decide who lives and dies on the battlefield would take technology too far. Human control of robotic warfare is essential to minimizing civilian deaths and injuries. And the fact that DARPA is behind creating such technology probably doesn't ease minds." So what can I say about these engineers who are just knowingly creating this technology that is, it's going to be weaponized and it's going to target civilians? You know what you're doing. What do you think, you and your family are just going to be safe from these killer robots? Are you going to be happy with the future that you're creating with all of your scientific brilliance? It's absurd. And it's not even soldiers that they're looking to replace and autonomize. They're also looking to replace people like you and I who would protest just to earn a minimum wage.
Those in the lowest wage positions, especially fast food, are the canaries in the coal mine for the economy. They're the ones feeling it the most as the dollar loses its purchasing power, and they're the ones having their hours cut, not getting raises, and getting laid off as employers try to cope with Obamacare mandates and still stay in business. But there's another trend that's on the horizon that will eliminate the majority of fast food jobs and will eliminate jobs in many other sectors. Robots. Of course, McDonald's and other fast food giants are quietly researching robots to build sandwiches, but Momentum Machines is looking to launch the first restaurant chain that profitably sells gourmet burgers at fast food prices. The chain will be centered around their burger-producing machine that they describe as the next industrial revolution. It can produce 360 burgers in an hour in just 24 square feet, and it can produce custom grinds for the hamburger. Do you want a third pork, one-third beef, one-third bison? No problem. And truckers and transportation workers will be joining cooks in the unemployment line. A just-released IHS study on self-driving cars anticipates that full self-driving will be available in about 10 years, with limited self-driving available in traffic jams now and highway driving being done by cars in only about 2 years. The study predicts our ability to drive cars will be completely phased out by 2035. If the government doesn't prohibit you from driving, you won't be able to afford the insurance. Expect truckers to be pushed out of their trucks much sooner than that.
So we're already lacking on jobs, and they're trying to figure out a way to get rid of even more jobs. Sounds intelligent. But in some cool technology news, scientists have now been able to levitate objects with sound. In this video, Japanese scientists show that it is not only possible to levitate objects in midair using sound waves, but also to move them around. Now, I know a few of our viewers believe that this video is proof of the theory of how the pyramids were created. I might agree with you. But the researchers at the University of Tokyo say they hope to refine the techniques so it can be used to manipulate delicate electronic components when they're assembling hardware. And of course, that kind of technology would also be pretty beneficial for a levitating railway system. Now, see, science, isn't it cool when you use your knowledge for good and your powers for good rather than making killer robots? Well, if you want to find even more interesting technology reports about the rise of the machines, go to prisonplanet.tv. We are still running that special where you can get 5 months free with an annual subscription, and there you can find all kinds of reports, the rants, we have movies, and even ebooks, and you can get all of your Rise of the Machine goodness that you can stand to ingest, because it is a lot. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in to tonight's InfoWars Nightly News. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll see you here Monday night at 7 p.m. Central. Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.